Welcome to the Girl Scout Advantage podcast, a podcast where we educate, empower, and share the stories of the Girl Scout experience. Join us to rediscover the magic of leadership, teamwork, and personal discovery. The Girl Scout Advantage, a podcast where you will learn how the Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan creates successful girls for today who will become the leaders of our tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Girl Scout Advantage podcast. I'm your host, Brenna Smith, and today I am so excited because I'm going to be talking with mother-daughter duo April and Alexis about their Girl Scout experience, and we're going to be focusing especially on Take Action 5, our 15th outcome of the 15 outcomes, which is girls feel empowered to make a difference in the world. So to get us started, would you mind just sharing a little bit about yourself, Alexis?
Well, I'm in sixth grade and I've been in Girl Scouts for 5 years now. Well, I do go to church and I do dance sometimes.
Awesome. So you're keeping pretty busy, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. So 5 years is a long time to be a Girl Scout. So what are some of the things that you love about Girl Scouts that, you know, keeps you coming back year after year?
Well, I mean, we do a lot of trips like camping and just going to fun places. And I like how I can be with my friends in a group and that we can work good together on projects and that we can do fun projects like that. And I also like how we can sell Girl Scout cookies and things like that.
I heard that you guys love to sell Girl Scout cookies and that you even kind of like, you know, motivate each other, kind of compete with each other to hit your goals. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What is cookie season like?
Well, I mean, when we start cookie season, I don't really sell a lot of cookies, but then like a couple weeks after that, I start getting more motivated because I see other girls in our troop starting to sell. So then I keep selling and then everyone else starts to keep selling too. And then normally we all just keep kind of going motivated off of us keep trying to sell.
I heard a little bit about your trip to Mackinac Island, and I was telling your mom that I so wish that I was part of that trip to Mackinac because it sounded like it was so much fun. Tell us about the trip. Did you enjoy it? What was it like on Mackinac?
I mean, I enjoyed the trip so much. There were some very good parts of it and some kind of scary parts, but I mean, overall it was a great experience because we did a lot of fun things. Like carriage rides, we got to get fun food, and we got to go to fun places, and we all got a Girl Scout patch out of it.
Nice. You got to eat some fudge too, I hear. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's the best part. I mean, Mackinac fudge, you can't beat it, right?
Yeah.
What are some of the other fun trips or fun activities that you all get to do?
Well, we go to camp every year. At least we try to. I think we're gonna try to go to Kalahari this year. Maybe. Or Craig's Cruisers. But I mean, other than that, we haven't really gone to a lot of places.
But it sounds like you do like a super fun camping trip and try to do one other kind of big trip every year, right?
Yeah.
That's so fun. What do you think that you learn from planning those trips, from going on those trips? Like, how do you think it has impacted you?
I feel like we learn a lot of good money management skills because we can learn how to use our money that we have and create a budget for those trips. And I also feel like it teaches us life skills on, like, when we go camping, like, how to start a fire and how to like build up a tent and like make s'mores, you know?
That's so cool, especially because like girls your age who aren't part of Girl Scouts probably don't get to learn and build those skills at you know, such a young age as you, right? Like most people don't build those, some of those skills until they're well into adulthood. And so how cool that you get to do that. And it is just, it kind of just feels like you're having fun with your friends, right?
Yeah.
Love it. So cool. So fun. What would you tell someone, Alexis, another girl who maybe she's thinking about being part of Girl Scouts, but she doesn't really know?
Well, I would tell her about all the fun things that we get to do and how we learn life lessons and learn good, useful things. And I would also kind of just tell her things that our troop do as like a traditional thing that our troop does. And then, you know, maybe she would want to join after that.
Probably. Like I said, I want to join your troop if we're going to Mackinac. So, now I know you are sitting right next to your mom. So, I'm putting you on the spot a little bit here with this question, but what is it like to, see your mom as your troop leader? What's it like to do Girl Scouts with your mom?
I feel like it's more fun because I get to experience things with her and have special moments with her, but I also get to have those special moments with other friends too. So she also has taught me some lessons that she might not have taught me if she wasn't my troop leader in Girl Scouts. And I think that was very nice thing for her to do.
Do you feel like you have gotten closer to your mom because of Girl Scouts?
I mean, maybe a little bit, probably, definitely, yeah.
Awesome. That gives me the warm fuzzies in my heart to hear you say that, because my mom was my troop leader, and I know some of my favorite memories growing up, you know, we're sharing so many special moments with my mom. So I think it's so cool that you get to do that too and have some of those special moments.
Yeah.
April, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I have a daughter, we've had a Girl Scout troop now for about 5 years. This is our sixth year. And so I work full time and I like to do this for fun on the side. I was a Girl Scout once too, a brownie and a junior. So that was fun. And of course, you know, that makes you a little bit excited. And Alexis is my daughter. She got right into it and she's so excited. And even the rest of the girls in our troop, they're all pretty excited and always wanting to do something new. So it's a very exciting thing.
That's so awesome. So how did you originally get started as a troop leader then?
Originally we actually kind of stalled a little bit. We wanted to get them started right away when they were daisies, and we were trying to find a second leader, someone else to kind of help, so that I didn't have to carry all of the burden. And it did take a little while. We kind of had to talk each other into it. We had some ideas on who it was going to be, but I think we were both a little hesitant. So then we just kind of sat back, and then we were kind of a little bit bummed. And the girls, of course, wanted to get together. So that second year, we just kind of made a plan and said, okay, I'll do this part, you do that part, and we'll see what we can do. And actually, we were able to get quite a few parents to help as well once we started. So yeah, that was very nice.
That's great. I think one thing that we hear a lot from parents who maybe have some of the same hesitations that you had when you were first getting started is like, well, I want my girl to participate in Girl Scouts, but I work full time and I don't have time to add another thing to my plate. What would your response be, or what advice might you give to those parents who, you know, that is their biggest barrier?
The advice that I would give is this is the beauty of it. You get to pick when you do this. So it can be convenient. I do full time. I'm on call 24/7. So it really does work out though. I'm involved in quite a few other things. But we go for something that works for the both of us. And, you know, really you just kind of look at, you know, where do you have, you know, some free time? We all do have it. and just kind of plan from there, and it really comes together pretty easily, and granted, you may not be able to go to every single unit meeting, you may not be able to go to every kickoff or every jubilee, but we do make those things a priority because the girls love those things. We love it. I mean, sometimes I think, we have a lot of fun. So I think just picking a time that you think could work and just try it, because it'll fit in and you'll get doing it and it's really fun.
And the other thing that I'm curious about with your troop, sounds like you have a lot of parent help from other parents who maybe they're not a troop leader per se, but they help with other smaller aspects of, troop meetings or trips or whatever. What are some of those things that the parents of your troop do to kind of lift things off of your plate as a leader?
Some of the parents help out by doing some of the banking, the finances. So that can be very helpful. We have also had some parents help by being the product manager. So they take care of the cookies, the treats and reads, and that is very helpful. But I think what's the most helpful is when we do our engagements, we go to some Girl Scout activities, we go camping. We have not just some active mothers, we have active fathers too. So we have had fathers at Cookie Booze, which is really fun to see. And we have also had them at camp with us. And, so it's nice because we can give each other little breaks if we need it. How that goes. Sometimes we all know our own child might act up a little bit more, that thing. So we've got someone else that can help with those kind of things. And, if we need a break, then they jump right in. So it's very nice to have that support. And I think, moreover, it's nice to see that they support their children that way too.
Yeah, I think it's so fun when Girl Scouting can become kind of like a family affair, like everyone's involved and everyone kind of helps out. And definitely the many hands makes for light work kind of thing too, So tell us a little bit, because your girls are getting older now. So are they in fifth grade now, going to sixth grade?
They are actually in sixth grade now.
Oh my gosh. That is so crazy. Cause I remember one time that you guys had a sleepover at the Kalamazoo building and I popped in for some reason. And I just remember those little brownie girls. I think they were at that time.
I do think they were brownie girls. I think that was shortly before the pandemic. You were doing a live event and we happened to be there. Yes. Oh man.
That is so crazy. I can't believe it's been that long already. Okay. But the reason I asked about the age is that, a really important part of Girl Scouts is girl led. And, ideally as girls get older, they get to take on some of those responsibilities of helping to plan the meeting or, facilitating a discussion with the group or whatever that might look like. How has girl led been a part of your troop and what has that experience been like, letting go of control a little bit more and more so that your girls can kind of take the lead?
That's actually been a very fun thing for us. I'm sure part of that is in part because we are busy, but I think it's great to see them making the decisions and, they have to collaborate together. So they've all got their own ideas on things and it's fun to watch them work through things because we usually tend to do some voting, so we throw out ideas and then we vote on, the ideas that we've narrowed it down to. I actually think it's been real good to see that happen. I gotta tell you, we went to Mackinac last year and the girls started out with the whole, we're not spending any money. We're going to have peanut butter jelly sandwiches. We're going to be pretty cost effective with what we do here. And I got to thinking and I thought, it might be nice because we worked on when we were, I want to say brownies, the badge about manners and, we like had a tea party, some things like that. And we thought, oh, it might be fun to take these girls up to the Grand Hotel. So we got them all together one night and we asked them, So, you know, remember that band we did? And, you know, would you like to dress up? Would you like to go do this? And it was unanimous. They all wanted to go. And what was funnier yet is once we were there, like, there was no limit on the spending. They knew we had saved. We had saved through the pandemic, so we didn't take our main trip. I think it was because camping was probably held off for a bit. But so we had some extra funds in there. And yeah, it was pretty fun. A lot of fudge, a lot of ice cream, a lot of pizza, you name it.
That sounds amazing. That sounds like the ideal trip to me, like unlimited amounts of fudge. Count me in. okay. That brings up another great point in that, you know, I know your troop is super involved too in our cookie program and our treats and reads program. And as you mentioned, you know, the girls earn these funds to then be able to do amazing, incredible things like have an awesome meal at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, why your troop loves the product program so much and maybe some of the things that y'all have gotten to do outside of this amazing Mackinac trip with your cookie and your treats and reads proceeds?
Sure. Yeah. Our girls, they really like it, I think, because they do get to take a big part of what goes on. We let them decorate the booths. We let them decide, are we doing, you know, Nut Huts or are we just doing cookie booths? Which way are we going to go with that? So they do have a big part of that. They come out and we don't have to say anything to customers. It's amazing. These girls sometimes won't even talk, you know, outside of Girl Scouts or cookie booths. And then you get them in a cookie booth. And I'm telling you what, if you ever come to one of ours, they've got the whole spiel down. They'll tell you exactly about the cookie and how great it tastes and all of it. So it's pretty fun in that aspect. And so we basically every year we just set our goal. So this is what we, you know, had as a goal last year. What do you think we can do this year? Kind of talk about some of the things that we would like to do. And whenever we do that, I kind of give them like a cost range. And then, you know, so we say, okay, so last year when we sold this many, this is how much money we made. This is what we were able to do. And yeah, let's see. We have, well, of course, our troop likes to go out for, you know, froyo, things like that. We do little events like that, but we also like to spend our weekends at the regional center here in Kalamazoo. As you know, we've gone there quite a few times, at least once. And sometimes it's for fun, but we're also doing badge work when we're there on the weekends as well. The last time we stayed, we actually went out and went to animal control. And yeah, the director opened the building for us on a Saturday and let the girls come in there and just play with the animals for 2 hours. Yes, toured us around. It was wonderful. And that was, that's also something we do. We take our cookies out and, you know, so some of the places we've gone are the, you know, the EMT workers, they take their cookies to. They've taken them to the police. They've taken them over to animal control. That's where they went last year. So we do a lot of that stuff. We did do the big trip. We also like to go camping at Camp Marywood. That's a favorite. Staff house is our favorite. We do like the cabins as well. But I think we've decided staff house is like our favorite. And I think that's pretty much what we do. Because a lot of the time we are, you know, trying to work on badges or do other things.
How do you think you have noticed growth in your girls from maybe when they first started selling cookies to now where they're, you know, they pretty much are like a well-oiled sales machine, it sounds like.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, they started, so it was second year daisies when we started. And I think that was just a time of kind of getting to see what we're doing here. You know, and they, it pretty much, we set everything up for them. But as time went on, they would say, okay, well, what if we do this? What if we do that? What if we say this, have a little cheer or whatever. So it's been kind of nice to see as they're getting a little bit older, how they're thinking a little bit more about how can we market this? What can we do to increase sales? We've done business to business where we've dropped cards off at different businesses, things like that. So they do get pretty creative. And it's nice to see that they're thinking a lot more, you know, as they're getting older. So that's been fun as well.
I think it's so cool, the evolution that takes place with Girl Led, you know, when they're little daisies. You know, you're putting in, as a troop leader, you're putting in so much work to get things ready for meetings. And, you know, if there's a field trip or a cookie booth or whatever, you know, and then as they get older, of course, the troop leaders still are putting in a lot of time and effort into supporting everything that the troops do. But I just think it's so cool watching the girls kind of step up to the plate and, take on leadership a little by little more until, you know, by the time your girls are seniors in high school, you'll be sitting back, you know, relaxing, right? So tell us a little bit about your troops camping experience. Now, are you someone who, like, you have always loved the outdoors? You've always been a big kind of camp person or not so much? Like, give us the scoop.
Okay. So yes, I'm very much a camp person. And I would like to say that more than half of the troop is. So this is kind of a big thing for us anyways. We usually don't meet in the summers because the families are out camping in various places in the state. So yes, we very much like the camping. We actually did the training where we went for the weekend, and us adults did some training while they also did some fun. So they did a bunch of different things then at that time. But then we've also gone where we just, we sign up for as many activities as we can, just to keep them engaged, and man, they love it. And we're still trying to figure out what we're going to do when we go back next, because we're actually taking, we're going to start working on the Silver Award. So they're kind of more so looking at, well, what can we do at camp so we can try to do the Silver Award project, because they're really thinking about doing it at camp. So we're kind of looking at it a little bit differently this year, but we've done the axe throwing and, you know, the slingshots, the archery, you name it, you know, the rock wall, and they really like that kind of stuff. You know, just being able to get out and try new things. And then once they do try some new things, they decide, okay, this is really fun. We want to do this some more. So we usually go there to, you know, learn some new activities, or, you know, just go boating and sit out on the lake, you know, some fun things like that.
Even just walks out at camp, you know, are the best. I'm with you. I love my time out at camp. Now, is there anyone in the troop who, girl or adult, maybe like it, camping is a little outside of their comfort zone?
Yes. We had one parent who was very active in helping. Unfortunately, her daughter's doing some other things, so she's not able to stay with us at this time. But it was very much out of her comfort zone, and we encouraged her to come anyways. And believe it or not, she did have a great time. And, you know, we were in one of the cabins, so I think that helped. And I think just all of us together kind of helped her along with that. But other than that, we usually don't have any issues with being concerned, you know, about camping or anything like that. But it does work. Even, you know, the rest of us can encourage those that aren't, you know, too fond of it or, you know, nervous about it.
Exactly. And I love to talk about that with folks, because there are some people who, you know, they think, oh, I could never be a Girl Scout leader, a troop leader, because I'm not outdoorsy, right? Or I don't, you know, like to go camping or whatever. And I think, you know, it's like we kind of talked about, adults sometimes learn and experience and grow and change just as much as the girls do, you know, and it could be something like, you know, getting out to Marywood for a weekend when you're like, I would much rather be in a hotel, like going to a water park or something, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone, you know, that role modeling for our girls is so critical. So I love to always just kind of talk about that. Now, how do you think, April, you personally have been impacted positively, or, you know, some of those ways in which you have grown from being part of Girl Scouts? Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think some of it has been that I've done things I wouldn't normally do. So that's definitely been nice. You know, the rock wall climbing and, you know, even the, you know, like the hatchet throwing. I mean, I loved it and I was excited to do it. I don't know that it was something I was very familiar with. So sometimes just learning new things that you're just not even aware of is a fun thing. But it's definitely been eye-opening. And I think it's great too, though, to see, I don't know, it's fun to watch the girls because they do like to give. So some of the things that we've done include giving to charities in town. And they even give stuff every year to their teachers. That's something they've been doing for a while too. So I think in that sense, it's just nice to see, for me, it's nice to see the girls growing up and kind of going from these little things that are running around, right, everywhere, to now they're kind of getting into their own groove and, you know, just seeing what they're doing in the world.
And have you built adult friendships because of Girl Scouting?
Yes, we have. I think we're pretty well known up at the regional center there. But yes, Emily and Laura, we talk to them regularly. We go visit with them regularly. And, you know, just even, you know, some of the people at camp too, you know, like you get to meet new people at camp and have fun talking to them and sharing stories. And so it is very fun. We have definitely made some new friends.
Awesome. Yeah, I think, you know, that's another thing about adulthood that nobody really tells you until you're a full-blown adult and having to make friends. And then it's like, all of a sudden, it's like, how does one make friends? Like, where do I meet friends? And Girl Scouts is definitely one of those places. You know, you can make some of the best friends of your life. Were you friends with your co-leader before Girl Scouts?
We were, I don't want to say friends, we were probably more acquaintances. We definitely knew each other. We also have another leader, and she's been helping us with the cookies and things like that as well. We didn't know each other at all, but ironically, we all started at the same school, of course. So we did get to know each other, not just, you know, from Girl Scouts, but also from the school. But I think that's what's made it so fun, is that, you know, just hanging out as often as we do. We've gotten all a lot closer and, you know, really gotten to know different likes and things like that.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's so powerful, the friendships that can be built both for girls and for volunteers, you know, through Girl Scouts. It's a great place to make friends, especially people who like care about the same things that you care about, you know, empowering girls and giving them a wonderful experience. Can you tell us a little bit about what it's like kind of being this role model figure for the girls in your troop? I think that is one of the, you know, biggest privileges and responsibilities of being a troop leader, is knowing that you've got, you know, this troop of girls who just look up to and adore you. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what that feels like, how that makes you feel?
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good feeling. You know, yes, you got to be aware and make sure that you're modeling good behavior, and I'm sure we all slip at some time or another, right? But yeah, to see that they're looking up to you, they're asking you for advice on different things. So in that aspect, it's real nice just to give them some of that help that they're asking for, you know, different things like that. And I'm sure now that they're getting a little bit older, we'll have some different conversations and things. So we're looking forward to some of those kind of things. But yeah, it's been really exciting being that role model for them.
and how important too, because so many kids, you know, don't have positive role models in their lives, or, you know, maybe they only have one, but to have another trusted adult that they know that they can go to, you know, I think that's another one of those, you know, we don't talk about that enough. Let's just say it that way in Girl Scouting, that you get to be, you know, that person to a girl. And that's incredible. So if you had to tell us about one of your favorite Girl Scout memories, and I know it probably is hard to think of just one, but what comes to mind? What's one of your favorite memories?
It is hard to just pick one. It is. I guess I would have to go with, I really love the camp and the fun that we have there, but honestly, I really liked the trip to Mackinac, just because we really got to see them come out of their shell with things. You know, as I said, they were really trying to, you know, be financially sound on the trip, but then to watch them once they actually got there and saw how much fun they were having, you know, wanted to spend a little bit more. And, you know, the fact that I told them before we went that we had that extra money in there, so they knew they had some play there. But just, to watch them have that much fun. I mean, and we've done other things like the Institute of Arts and, you know, some smaller trips as well. But, you know, to be able to take them on the island and let them walk around and just look at things. And it was, there was a lot of history involved as well. And we did go to quite a few places. We also went to places off of the island as well. We kept that trip pretty busy too. And, so it's just really nice to see them kind of getting out, walking around, seeing new things, you know, being together. It was just a great time to see them having so much fun. I think that was the best part, just because I think that was one of the trips that they really enjoyed the most, and they worked hard for it.
I love that. I wish I could have tagged along on that Mackinac trip. One of the other things that, you know, often when we do these podcasts, I like to think about some of the reasons why people might be hesitant to volunteer, and, you know, what reassurance or insight can we give them that might help them feel like, okay, I can do this. Now, if somebody were listening to this, they might be listening to you, and April is one of our most incredible volunteers and her troop is so active and they do so much. Someone might listen to that and think, oh my gosh, I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, how does one even begin as a troop leader, right? Can you tell our audience just a little bit about that? Like, how did you get, you know, acclimated to becoming a troop leader? Like, what kind of training opportunities have you had? Tell us a little bit about that, because I think sometimes people think if they're not born with this knowledge in their brain, like they can't possibly volunteer. So I just want to talk a little bit about that.
Yes. So to speak to those that aren't so sure or don't know how to do this, I've had experience working with children. So in planning and doing things like that. So it's kind of second nature to me. However, I'm going to tell you, the trainings that Girl Scouts provide are just phenomenal. Anything that you've got questions with, staff will help you with. And it doesn't matter what staff it is. You know, I might have said Laura, man, she's our go-to. And if she doesn't know it, she'll get you an answer. So it's just amazing. Everybody is so friendly, so welcoming. And, you know, you get training. So let's see, we started as Daisy. So we would have had Daisy training. I mean, you get booklets that go with it, you know, kind of as a recap of everything, knowledge to give you at any time you're going to start product. There's training for that, for the, you know, treats and reads. There's training for the cookies, and, you know, everything's laid out for you. And even better than that, there's an online toolkit. So in your toolkit, you can pick for the year all of the badges that you want to work on. And then each one has everything laid out. So if you need help or you have, you know, need of an idea, it's all in there. And if you're one of those people that wants to flow a little bit more, or maybe you're like, oh, that's close, but I think they'd want something else, you can just change it for them. We do that quite often. We actually have a bunch of arts and crafty kind of girls. And so we've learned that it's probably good to incorporate an art and craft project into almost every badge or meeting, just to keep them involved and, you know, focused. So excellent training opportunities, you know, information, and, you know, there's also a help desk. So I've emailed the help desk 3 times this week, and they've been responsive within 24 hours and have answered everything and helped me out there. So if you have questions, they definitely get answered. So I think that's a good thing for those that might be hesitant, is the training or the tools or whatever you might need is definitely there, and it's provided. And if you need help, you know, starting your troop, there'll be staff that will come in and, you know, be there for those meetings for you initially if that's needed too.
Yeah, awesome. I think, you know, that's one of the things that I think people don't realize, is that you really are, you know, never alone when you're a Girl Scout volunteer. Like, we are here every step of the way to support our volunteers. And, you know, sometimes we get questions that it's like, huh, I've never been asked that before. Like, let's find out together, you know? But it's such a team effort, like, you know, cause we're all here for the same reason. We want our girls to have the best experience ever. So, now I know your troop loves badge work too. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, I think badge work is another thing that can be a little bit of a hesitation for some people, because it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know anything about cybersecurity. Like, how am I supposed to teach, you know, 10-year-old girls all about cybersecurity? Can you tell us a little bit about, like, how badge work is structured / like the flexibility of badge work?
Absolutely. We can definitely flow in the badge work, and we can make things work for our troop. We've been citizen scientists. We've helped out. We've worked on a B badge. So that was definitely something I didn't know anything about. And we got onto SciStarter, and we did some research where we sat there for so many minutes and counted how many bees came by or how many other insects might have come by on the different flowers. So actually, that's pretty fun. Something different. Not quite something you would think of to do. And we tend to tailor things. So if like I said, there's the online toolkit and sometimes the books, right? The books that we have for the badges, but they give you a lot of good ideas. And, you know, you can always kind of work off of that into something else if you need to, something that you think might work a little better. Or even if you need to, maybe you need to save money, you know, going to a field trip, at the Institute of Arts or something like that may not necessarily be a good thing if you guys are trying to save for something. But then you can, you know, get savvy and go online. You know, you can take an online tour of, a museum or something like that. So there's different things that we've done. We utilize the internet. Sometimes we do show a couple movies. I think that's been more for the World Thinking Day, but we have used it, like you said, though, with cybersecurity. We do get online for that one. And a lot of times just our own curiosity. We like learning some of these things. So going outside, think outside the box a little bit is okay. You can do that. You don't have to just do it to a T, whatever is on there. Those are just more so guidelines. And as long as you're completing all 5 or whatever it is you need to do, you know, that's how we make it more fun for the girls.
And I think that's one of the coolest parts about Girl Scout programming, is that, you know, especially as you get to know the girls in your troop. Like you mentioned, the girls in your troop, you know, some of them love the arts and crafts component. And so, you know, like, okay, we, you know, have to have some artsy component, because that's what our girls love. You know, I think that's so cool. And a lot of people don't realize that the flexibility of the badge programming, and that, you know, the end goal is that the girls have a proficiency in whatever the topic of that badge is. But how you get there is up to you and your troop. Which I just think is awesome.
It is.
So let's transition and talk a little bit about the 15 outcomes. And in particular, our take action number 5. So I'm going to give just a brief overview. What we know about Girl Scouts is that in Girl Scouts, girls discover, they connect, and they take action. And those three components, when you put them together, brings us leadership that helps girls develop leadership skills. So take action number 5, outcome number 5, girls feel empowered to make a difference in the world. So April, why does this outcome resonate with you? You know, why did you want to chat with us about this outcome in particular?
Well, I wanted to do this one in particular because I reviewed all 15 and I thought, okay, our troop struggles with connect a little bit. Okay, so we still work on some of that stuff together, but we'll get there. So I thought, discover. We do, you know, discover is pretty good for our troop. But we do this take action, and we just did the bronze award. We're working on the silver award. And I mean, not just taking action, but we do some of the community service work. And honestly, I thought it might be fun to kind of share some of the things that our girls have done. Because they've, as we said, they're in sixth grade now. So a lot of these things they did when they were younger, and it was pretty amazing to see these little girls doing the things that they did.
Can you tell us a little bit about the bronze award that your troop completed? And then I know you said you're still in planning phases for silver, but, you know, if you can tell us about the bronze award and then kind of like how that set them up for now thinking about their silver award.
Sure. Yeah. I should give you a little backstory on it. So when they were juniors, they were brownies. They decided that one of the things they wanted to do was give the profits from one entire cookie booth to Loaves and Fishes, because they felt that there was a need in the community for food. And at their school, they know that Loaves and Fishes comes in and brings in some food for some of the children. So not only did they want to support those that needed food, but those that needed food right there in their own close community. So that led to, well, wait a second. Let's make this a little bit bigger. Let's see what else we can do for them. Loaves and Fishes was pretty excited that we did that. And so the girls just started thinking, okay, well, what if we do a food drive? And it was a little bit difficult at first because COVID did hit. We weren't allowed in the schools, things like that. But the girls, they did a workaround and they tried their best. And see, this is really where they had to get active. So they had, they made posters, talking about, you know, feed those that are hungry and, you know, we have a food drive going on, and they put those around the school, and they talked with the principal, and the principal, would send out little reminders so that parents would see that and they'd be aware of it. They also, he also let us, send out like a flyer. So he did that for us. And so he was very helpful and supportive. So I think that was good that they were able to get the support of those that they needed to help, being that us parents couldn't do too much at that time to help. And we got a barrel that was brought into the school. And the challenge, I think, was getting it filled when there weren't really many parents coming into the building. So we had to take it another step further, and we had an outdoor event at the school, and girls thought, well, hey, wait a second, maybe we can put the barrel outside when other people are coming over and we might get some more donations. So we announced that, and actually that was pretty successful. We did, believe it or not, have people that brought some food. We also had some that were not able to bring food or weren't aware, and so they gave us money. And we went out shopping. So then we went and got some more food. So that was pretty fun. And we got that barrel filled up, and they came back and they picked up the barrel. So that was pretty exciting to see that. I just happened to be there when that happened. at the end of the year. So that was pretty neat. The girls really, I think the biggest thing was just problem solving in that one. You know, they had to kind of work around. It didn't quite go how they planned. You know, they thought they were going to be able to walk to each classroom and give a little spiel, you know, maybe put up a few posters and pretty much call it a day, and thought it was going to, you know, but they realized they had to do a little bit more than that. So I think that's exciting. And then, of course, that's kind of how we segue into the Silver Award. So now the girls actually go to, I want to say, 4 middle schools. So we're at different middle schools now. We still meet and get together. They thought, okay, well, maybe we can all do food drives. You know, we can change it up a bit or something like that. But they also thought, well, that might be a little bit of work because there's only, you know, a couple of us at each school. So then they started thinking, and this was all during our first meeting this year. They started thinking about, okay, what else could we do? They had always kind of in the back of their mind thought about doing something at Camp Marywood, just because we have had so many good times there. And one of them that they are thinking about, we actually talked to Hadley about last year when we were there, and it sounds like she's pretty much a go with whatever that we're doing here. But I'm sure you're familiar that when you go to camp, there's letterboxing. And I think it was, I want to say it was an individual did it for silver or gold award or something. And so we have noticed a couple times when we've been there that some of them don't have, you know, anything in them anymore. And so they kind of want to, you know, one of them's missing a number. It's just wear and tear things that happen, right? We also went to the island to check that one out, and apparently things have overgrown quite a bit. So it's kind of hard to get to. So they've got some ideas. They think, oh, well, maybe we need to just put a new box. We'll build a new box and put it at the edge of the island so people can still get to it. So I think they just want to kind of help improve upon, you know, the projects that they feel like is, you know, like maybe that would rejuvenate it a little bit. So more of the girls could have fun with it. They're also thinking about potential geocaching. And we haven't had that discussion with Hadley at all. I don't know if there are, I haven't looked to see if there's any over there in that area, but we thought that might be something that could be fun too. They really like the letterboxing and the geocaching, and us adults love it too. It's fun. So that's kind of what they're looking at for this year for their silver award, just kind of trying to do some something that will help many different girls, you know, for quite a while.
Now, you know, I think what's so powerful, at least in my mind, of Take Action projects and our highest awards, which for those who are unfamiliar, our highest awards are the bronze award, which is for juniors, the silver award, which is for cadets, and our gold award, which is for our high school aged Girl Scouts. And these are the highest honors that a girl can earn in Girl Scouting. I think what's really cool about, you know, all of the Take Action projects that girls complete, and of course our highest awards, is that it allows girls to change the world in their corner of the world, you know. And of course, many projects are beyond their corner of the world too. But, you know, I think that's so important for a girl's learning and development, you know, when she's able to do a project like your food drive that your troop did, you know, like the project out at Marywood. What has it meant for you to watch your girls feel empowered to make that difference in the world, in their world?
That's been amazing, especially like we said, because we've been with them since they were daisies and, you know, maybe not too sure of themselves, you know, not too sure of what they could do. But to see them, you know, kind of step out of their comfort zone and start doing these things that help, and the fact that they're helping others. Can I share another?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. This was when they were brownies. One of them noticed that the sidewalk in front of the school was, pretty degraded. So it wasn't too safe. And so she mentioned it. She mentioned it to the principal, and she said, I think we might want to look into fixing that. But of course, you've got the whole, well, is it the city? Is it the school? Who is it? So we had to kind of talk. And so she talked to the principal, and the principal actually said, well, how about this? Why don't you get me some letters? Maybe get me some letters from some other school children that might be concerned about this. So, of course, right away, she ran to the other girls in the troop. So they write letters. They talk to their friends. They get a whole bunch of letters. They bring them back. And then COVID hit. However, when the schools opened back up right before, we noticed that the sidewalk was redone. So I think just to see them, to see that, oh my gosh, we tried something and it worked. And we made that difference. And now everybody can walk on the sidewalk and they're not going to worry about falling, because it's falling apart. So I thought that was really neat just to see them. And again, because even though they're not too shy at Cookie Booze, they're pretty shy everywhere else. So to sit in front of the principal and talk was a little difficult for them. We had to encourage them, walk them through that. But yeah, to just kind of watch them grow in that aspect and then to help others is amazing.
And how powerful to know that, they learned this lesson that, their voice matters. And when they speak up about something that's important to them, they can make a real impact. That is, what a critical lesson for young girls to learn.
I do. I think it is a great lesson. And I think they've transferred that right into middle school too. So now they know when they see something that's not quite right, they do speak up. And that's good to know too.
Absolutely. Now I'm really curious. So Alexis, have you seen the 15 outcomes piece of paper before?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So you're kind of familiar then that, those 15 outcomes, those are the competencies, the skill sets that we know girls get from being part of Girl Scouts. So the very last one, T5, take action 5, is girls feel empowered to make a difference in the world. Now, from your perspective, what does this outcome really mean to you?
I think it can help you because I think it can give you motivation to start helping your community. And then once you can do that, you can start reaching out to go and help other people in your world. And I feel like once you learn different things with the different Girl Scout badges, it can kind of give us a perspective on some situations. Because I know a couple of the Girl Scout badges, we talked about other countries and what happened in those countries and how we got a perspective on that and how we could help change what's going on in those places.
That's really powerful. So do you feel like you as a Girl Scout, you get to do projects and different things that you feel like you make a positive impact in the world around you?
Yes.
That's so cool. Well, how does that make you feel to know that you are, a sixth grade girl and you have this skill set and this confidence to change the world around you?
It makes me feel very happy. And it makes me feel more motivated to get things done. Cause I know that if I can help my community, then I can do something way simpler than that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm curious, what are some of your dreams for the future? For your future, I should specify.
One of my big dreams is that I'll be able to be a Girl Scout camp counselor when I'm older so that I can help the younger Girl Scouts and make their future better. And I mean, one of my dreams, another one, is like me being able to help the community more. And to be able to just help the people like around me in my neighborhood and stuff like that more. Since I feel like I don't do that too much, even though I do.
I was going to say, I've heard your about your projects. I know that your troop totally makes such an impact in our community. I think that's so special to know that. I think it's so special that you, you know, have those dreams of like wanting to continue to make an impact on those around you. Why do you think that's so important to you?
I think because then if we can help more people in the community and stuff like that, then maybe they will want to start helping more people so that for generations future, we can have a better like world and that will be like nicer to other people and wanting to spread kindness more.
I love that. I think that is so powerful. And I don't know about you, April, but my cup is like overflowing to hear her talking about, you know, the things that she wants to do. And to know that, you know, being a Girl Scout has a part of that and has that impact on you is so powerful to hear. So I'm just like, I'm over here beaming. It's my cup is so full to hear that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you both so much for taking the time and chatting with me tonight. It was really cool to talk with April and then chat with Alexis and hear, you know, from both of your perspectives what it has been like doing Girl Scouts together and the impact that it has made on Alexis. You can just hear it in the way that she talks about Girl Scouts, and that's really, really powerful to hear. So thank you both so much for joining us and sharing your Girl Scout story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To all of our listeners, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, please be sure to do so by clicking the beautiful subscribe button that you see. And then be sure to leave us a rating and a review so that we can grow the podcast and reach more listeners. Don't forget to share this episode on social media and tag us at Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan, because you never know who might be looking for a story like this, you know, a story of a mother-daughter duo who gets to experience Girl Scouting together, or someone who might be looking for an opportunity for their girl to make such a positive impact on their girl like it has on Alexis. So thanks again for tuning in tonight. I'm your host, Brenna Smith, and until our next adventure, be bold, be brave, and leave each place a whole lot better than you found it. Change the world, come with me. Time to let our dreams fly free. And it comes so easily. That is our way. Every moment we're alive. It's our change the world. In the Girl Scouts, together we change the world.